Running isn't just about putting one foot in front of the other. It's about transforming your relationship with discomfort, time, and your own potential. The new Competitive Runner's Handbook bridges the crucial gap between casual jogging and serious competition, speaking directly to ambitious recreational runners who want more than just participation medals. What makes this guide so powerful is its balanced approach to both the science of training and the psychology of racing, recognizing that competitive running demands as much from your mind as it does from your body. The running landscape has evolved dramatically over decades. What was once an elite fraternity has become a mass movement with millions participating. Training philosophies have matured from the brute force mega mileage approach of the 1970s to today's smarter, more balanced methods. Women's participation has surged from just 1% to near parity, completely transforming the demographic landscape. Modern runners increasingly embrace a holistic wellness philosophy, understanding that running alone isn't enough. It must be complemented by flexibility work, strength training, proper nutrition, and stress management. Success in competitive running requires methodically building a foundation that supports your racing goals. Start by establishing a solid aerobic base before attempting speed work. Like building a house, the foundation must come before the finishing touches. Consistency is crucial. Run year-round regardless of weather or motivation. Your body responds to appropriate training stress through adaptation, becoming stronger when the stress is neither too much nor too little. Follow the 10% rule. Never increase mileage or speed by more than 10% week to week. Recovery is essential but often overlooked. The hard, easy method alternates stress with recovery to allow adaptations. Many runners want to push hard daily, but the formula is simple. Hard work plus rest equals faster times. Training must be specific to your racing goals, individualized to your needs, and flexible enough to adapt. Confidence grows through progressive successes, while patience reminds us that improvement develops over years, not weeks. Extended goals provide ongoing motivation, while moderation and balance prevent burnout and injury, ensuring sustainable progress. Speed training means running slightly above your comfort zone, not suffering through brutal intensity. This controlled effort improves running economy and racing ability by enhancing form, leg strength, oxygen tolerance, pacing, and mental toughness. Every speed workout consists of warm-up, 15 to 30 plus minutes, main set, 30-90 minutes, and cool-down, 15 to 30 plus minutes. The main workout balances quantity of intervals, intensity, and recovery periods. Account for environmental factors like heat, altitude, and surface conditions. Prevent monotony by varying workouts using 6 basic distances. Mix it up with cut-downs, progressive speed increases, pyramids, short to long distances and back, combinations, alternating distances, and out-and-back runs. Key principles: don't delay speed work, finish tired but not depleted, heed body signals, train specifically for your race, alternate hard and easy days, and maintain detailed logs. Smart speed work converts endurance into racing power, helping you maintain faster paces efficiently. Strength, often overlooked in distance running, allows you to maintain pace with less energy expenditure. As running muscles strengthen, you can sustain faster speeds without requiring more oxygen. Strength training runs operate at the aerobic anaerobic threshold, where breathing becomes labored. These workouts blend endurance with speed work, enhancing both cardiovascular fitness and muscular power. Benefits include improved pace maintenance, race day mental toughness, hill climbing ability, and fatigue resistance. The progression starts with basic fartlek runs, advances to hill fartleks for resistance training, and peaks with advanced fartleks combining speed and hills. Fast continuous runs emphasize sustained speed, while anaerobic threshold runs at roughly 85% max heart rate target the point where breathing intensifies and lactic acid accumulates. These strength-building workouts develop the physical and mental capacity to maintain pace when fatigue sets in, especially crucial in the demanding final stages of longer races. Competitive running demands a structured approach that builds towards specific racing goals through five progressive phases: endurance, building aerobic foundation; strengthening, hill training; sharpening, combining endurance, strength, and speed; tapering, reducing mileage pre-race; and rebuilding, regenerating post-season. The endurance phase establishes your cardiovascular base through varied distance runs. Strengthening maintains mileage while adding hill work. Sharpening integrates all elements, endurance, strength, and speed, to enhance race performance. Tapering reduces workload to ensure race day readiness. The rebuilding phase includes both short-term recovery after races and longer regeneration periods after completing a racing cycle. Recovery spans days to weeks based on fitness and race distance. Longer rebuilding requires at least 2 month-long breaks annually for mental and physical restoration. This cyclical approach enables both peak performance and sustained development. Success requires patience, understanding each phase's role in achieving racing goals while preventing burnout and injury. Mental preparation is crucial in racing, with elite marathoners rating mental attitude above natural ability or training. Among equally fit runners, the mentally stronger athlete prevails. Clear goal setting forms the foundation of mental fitness. Embrace your identity as an athlete, regardless of pace or age, measuring progress against your previous self rather than elites. Relaxation enhances efficiency and prevents injury. Work at 90% effort, keeping non-running muscles loose, especially face, neck, and shoulders. Let the meat hang on the bones. Visualization prepares you for success through mental rehearsal, vividly imagining the entire race experience from warm-up to strong finish makes the actual event feel familiar and achievable. Positive thinking breaks barriers, as Roger Bannister proved by breaking the 4-minute mile when experts deemed it impossible. Once that mental barrier fell, 50 others followed within 18 months. Developing mental skills alongside physical training provides a powerful edge. A well-trained mind pushes the body to new heights, transforming racing potential as effectively as physical conditioning. When running becomes all-consuming, it risks destroying the very life it's meant to enhance. The runner's triangle of life represents the balance between body, physical running, mind, intellectual/career, and soul, spiritual or emotional. Investing entire self-worth in performance can lead to psychological damage when setbacks occur. Success depends on developing consistent routines. Many utilize lunch hours or commuting time for training without disrupting family life. When intensifying training, make family and friends allies rather than adversaries by remaining flexible and accommodating household responsibilities. The key is maintaining perspective. Running should enhance your life, not consume it. By balancing running with work, relationships, and other interests, you create a foundation for long-term success both on and off the race course. While meaningful, running achievements represent just one dimension of a fulfilling life. The most successful runners let their passion complement rather than dominate their existence. Running isn't just about crossing finish lines, it's about developing the strength, discipline, and courage to pursue excellence in all aspects of life.